Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
My favorite one is all off of Drexel and Howell.
Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Packer.
They know me as 36.
Famer Leroy Butler. If you yell 36, they will not know what you're talking about. Anthony Mandela producing the show as well. Austin is interning. Gary Ellerson, Baby Tausch. Done for the day until the post-game show tonight. They'll be at Hinterland Brewery along with Bill Michaels.
They actually got to work.
For the Uptown Motors Green and Gold post-game show tonight. Hear that here on The Fan this evening. They'll be taking your calls from 10 o'clock until midnight tonight. And they go on, like I said, at 10 o'clock, regardless of where that game is. So if you're like, dude, this game's over, I want to do something else, and there's like 3-4 minutes left in the game, turn on The Fan. If it's past 10 o'clock, we will be on the air. Regardless of what's going on in that football game. Now, I said before the break that I wanted to get into a little bit about these exhibition games in the NFL and the fact that the regular season prices. And yes, I know we've all had these conversations before, and I get it. But this is the thing. If I pay to go see a Brewers preseason game, mm-hmm. spring training game, mm-hmm. or a Cubs spring training game, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, right in Arizona, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A, the prices of those tickets are not going to be similar to those of the Brewers. Those mm-hmm. tend to be more affordable tickets. Mm-hmm. B, you are going to see some starters playing in that game. It may not be the entire starting lineup, but you're going to see 3, 4, 5 guys that you know who they are, and you'll see them in the regular season play for inning, 2, 3 innings. And as the season goes on, preseason, you'll eventually get to see all of them in the lineup depending on when you show up to preseason or to spring training. Then we have the National Basketball Association, and we have their preseason basketball games, and you see starters playing for them throughout the preseason, not only for a couple of minutes, but you might see them in 2 halves of basketball, a few minutes in each half, and those minutes go up as well, in most scenarios. Mm-hmm. And then you have the National Football League, where they just flat out tell you, yeah, stars probably aren't going to play the first game and probably aren't going to play the fourth game. So we hope for your sake you have a home game in weeks 2 or 3. Otherwise, you're not going to get to see your starters play. But we're going to charge you the exact same price that we charge for a regular season game, and there's going to be no discounts anywhere for preseason football. Now, to me, Leroy, mm-hmm. that tends to be a sticking point with me. I've paid for tickets, right? Mm-hmm. The very first year that North End Zone was open with all that club seating enclosed and all that mm-hmm, stuff, mm-hmm. my buddy still has it as far as I know, got season tickets for that row. And in fact, Vince Lombardi's granddaughter sat right behind us.
Very nice.
So
name dropper.
He did a drawing because he couldn't afford to do the tickets all by himself. So he had all of his family members and me. I was the only one outside the family that was allowed in. Everybody paid their personal seat license,
yep.
and everybody paid their money for the game. So all said and done, you're in a grand, and you get one game, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, okay, fine.
How many tickets is it?
4 tickets.
Okay. Okay, okay.
All right. So we go to the bar, draw, see who gets what games. So what do you think your boy gets, right? Mm-hmm. Very first preseason game of the year against the Carolina Panthers. That's the game I get. I don't even get a regular season game. Paying same price as somebody has Packer Bears.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Right, that's what they all said. So I get the Carolina Panthers game.
Yeah.
Great seats. First row, right against the glass.
Yeah.
Whatever. Had a fun time, right? So I've paid full boat and then some. in order to go see the Packers play an exhibition football game. So I've been there and I've done that.
Okay.
I just think if you're going to go about doing this in weeks 1 and 4 of the preseason, regardless of what stadium you may be in, there should be something or some things discounted across the way. Totally. So if you're going to say, hold on.
I ain't said nothing yet.
If you're going to say you're going to pay full price for your tickets, Leroy, right?
Yeah.
Then do something like the Brewers do throughout the summertime in certain series where it's, hey, this weekend it's Milwaukee County tax night, whatever. All you counties that are paying the tax, you get dollar hot dogs, dollar sodas, whatever. Do something like that. Something fun where, hey, if you come to exhibition games during the, one of the 4 exhibition games, you don't have to say week 1 or week 4, just whatever. If you come to an exhibition NFL game, it's dollar hot dogs, dollar sodas, and heavily discount 3 or 4 concession stand items to make it worth their while. Yeah, we're going. Yeah, we're paying full boat. But at least we don't have to spend nearly as much on concession stands as we would if we were at a regular season game. Even that, I think, would be something, given back to the fans of, yeah, we know you're probably kind of getting screwed here watching 3rd and 4th stringers play for 3 quarters, but we're going to try and give back to you a little bit. Could they at least do that, Leroy?
So your beef is they won't get a chance to see the superstar play preseason?
Starters. Yeah.
Well,
superstars are the main draw, obviously. Aaron Rodgers.
See, this is what I would.
Tom Brady, yeah.
Yeah, this is what I'll teach little Leroy. This is what I'm going to teach him.
Okay.
And there are over 237 kids and growing that I mentored.
How do you know all their names?
I don't know all their names. I will say I know their faces. But they interact with me. They think it's funny, too. But I'm getting. Here's what I teach them. Your loyalty is to the brand. And everything that comes under it, you support that. I'll give you an example. All of those people out there love to hear me on this show. I don't come every day. They still listen to you guys.
Not because we don't want you every day.
Because
you're busy, you got other stuff going on.
Yeah.
You're a busy man.
But people say they love Sparky. They love Gary. They like Baby Tausch. Okay?
They don't know Baby Tausch enough yet.
But the big show is the brand. Nothing's bigger than the brand. So if I take little Leroy to see the Packers and Aaron Rodgers ain't playing, he's not going to be upset.
What if you take him to the Bucks and Giannis is in play and is healthy?
Let's do that. We take him to the Bucks game. He see Giannis sitting at the 34 on the sideline. You know what it's going to make him smile? When he see the Bucks logo, the brand. And everybody other than that umbrella, I'm cheering for. I'm going to cheer for Middleton just as hard as I'm going to do Giannis. That's tribalism. It didn't go the way I wanted it to do, so I want it different. The brand. Because if the brand don't succeed, there is none of this. So that's what I teach them. Don't fall in love so much with a particular player in certain sports. Fall in love with the brand.
Got some news
that's
for you.
That's my team.
Yeah, that's good.
And underneath my team's umbrella, they got a great quarterback, and I love him. Will I see him? I don't know. But I know I'm going to see that G. And that's why I'm driving up there now, sitting in traffic, listening to this foolishness Leroy talking about, because I'm going to see. It may be a possibility Aaron Rodgers not playing. I'm not going to turn around.
How many regular season ticket holders do you think sell their preseason tickets? How many regular season ticket holders do you think sold their tickets for tonight's game and aren't even going?
But that's not the issue.
And then they're
going
to sell their tickets for the last preseason game because nobody's playing that one either.
That's not the issue.
Jeff Orlowski's a perfect example. I bet you he's not even going.
But here's the issue. Somebody's buying them.
Sure.
Thank you.
Probably not Packer fans, but somebody's going.
Bought is bought.
Okay, they're coming from Houston or whatever.
You heard Giannis not going to play. Let me get them tickets. I got the number one team in the league, in all of the NBA. Giannis ain't playing that day. Hey, man, Chris Middleton playing. Let's use the current roster. And some,
but
all
talk
these other
about
guys
this Packers
playing.
Team. You want me to pay full boat to go up there, not see Rodgers.
Yes.
Now, we don't know this yet, but we're just using it for the scenario. So, no Rodgers, no Bakhtiari,
none of
no Devontae Adams. I get Deshaun Kizer.
That's what I want. Because that brand.
Kumaro.
Yeah. Oh, I really want Kumaro. Whitewater's
Geronimo Allison.
Yes. He was hurt. I want to see, can he come back and beat somebody?
Brown.
Yes.
And you and Dexter Williams at running back. That's what you want me to pay football for?
Yes, because I'm going to do my homework.
Come on, man.
You're looking for the Cliff Notes.
No, man.
That's what you want, Steve. You're a Cliff Notes guy.
No, that's
I want to read the whole book.
No.
You just want the pages.
No, you want to read a book meant for middle schoolers. I want to read an adult version.
Hey!
That's the difference.
Red
you want
red.
To read the middle school book. I want to read
Steve,
the adult version.
Don't always look for shortcuts.
Oh,
I'm surprised
Lord,
at you. Hey, Kay.
Must
where's
be
Kay
kidding.
At?
She knows. She knows that's
okay,
what I do.
Well, I've seen it.
That's not breaking news to her.
America, don't always look for shortcuts. Support the brand.
Travis tweets at the fan. I already sold mine because it was in the middle of the week and I live in Milwaukee. Otherwise, I would have taken my son.
Yeah, take your son. Let him experience going to Lambeau Field.
That's another topic for another day at some point, possibly.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Your son says, is Aaron Rodgers playing? Is Giannis playing? Is Yelich playing? And you go, nope. Does your son or daughter then say, I don't want to go then?
That's when you teach it to them.
I don't want to go.
Teach them the brand.
You can go watch.
There's another day.
Boyle play quarterback.
Yeah, dude.
You need to stop.
Boyle setting tickets up there, cuz.
Pete in Appleton, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
What's up, Pete?
Hey. How's it going, all right?
Good, buddy.
You know, Sparky, just so you know, you don't pay the same as a regular game for Packer preseason tickets anymore.
Yeah, we know. We just putting the scenario. Yeah, we know. We just doing the scenario.
Okay, they did change that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, we know that.
It does suck that they force you to buy them. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a preseason game in like 15 years because I'm not taking off of work to go to a preseason game. Regular season, I take vacation.
Yeah.
Preseason, I'm not doing it. And honestly, I have a hard time getting rid of them sometimes. There's been times where I just had to give them away to people because...
Pete, I'm going to give you my address, okay? Because I got people that want to go in Oak Creek. They would love to go.
And I got good seats, too.
Woo! This is my new friend.
Okay, so for regular season tickets, what are you paying per game?
You know, I got to be honest with you, can't remember off the top of my head.
Well, it depends on where your seats are, but I understand.
I just pay the bill when it comes.
So how much more discounted is the preseason game for you?
I think it's like $50 less.
Nah. So $250 or $200.
We know
they're cheaper. We're just trying to say, would you want to pay it?
Well,
if Aaron ain't going to play, are you turning around? I mean, say if they just broke it just now, you're getting on the highway, which way, 94,
yeah, 43, I'm going home.
You're going to just turn around, baby, let's go home. He's not playing.
Well, the only way that it's not turn around, baby, let's go home is if people in the car have never been to Lambeau. That's different.
Just the experience.
Right.
Okay.
That's different.
That's the thing for me. I mean, I understand the preseason. I got to be honest, it's not the same experience. A preseason game is not the same experience if you've been to regular season games. If you've been to regular season games, preseason games are actually kind of boring to be at. And preseason, I don't know, it's hard to watch when you're there.
Yeah, you're right, because ultimately in the fourth quarter, you know, you're not going to see a lot of those guys anyway. You're seeing the third and fourth stringers, but that's when I say do your homework. Now you could go back to work and say, you know what? I saw these guys, and I got a chance to see these guys live before they're stars. Anybody can watch Aaron Rodgers, but did you really watch Devontae Adams when he was a rookie
second-round pick? Stop.
Did you really go there and see Jordy Nelson, who was your first pick, but he was your second-round pick, but he was your first guy? I want to see him.
LeRoy.
Yes. Owen Burks is a captain. He sat out. He didn't even play.
And nobody even cares about Owen Burks.
That's why they made him a captain for people to talk about. I love it.
I want to hug you because you're so missing the boat on this one.
Well,
Not everybody is a dork like you.
I get it.
Or like
I'm
me.
To educate people
or like
on the brand.
Gary, right? So we live, eat, and breathe sports, right?
I think they're in the minority of people you're talking about.
The majority of people that go to Lambeau Field are casual fans that go there and they love their Packers.
Because they got their jersey on.
But if you're trying to sell me that a majority of people there know the third string running back,
that's why you got to go, Steve.
They don't care about him, LeRoy.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Well, what, if they don't care about him, why would they pay attention to cuts?
Leroy, we just talked about fantasy football a couple days ago, right?
Yeah, that's a different
animal. And you said,
that's a different animal.
I don't want to play in a big league where I got to know the third wide receiver on a team.
That's different.
Why was that different?
Because I get a chance to do that. I have no control over who I'm going to play when I go up there. But my fantasy league, I got control over who I'm picking.
But don't you want to know the third wide receiver?
That's why I need to watch these games. I'm going to have to play some of these guys. You know, I'm going to have to start St. Brown 1 week, Steve. I got to see it. I'm going to have to start Kumaro.
Kumaro may be starting in general. You won't have to worry about that.
Boyle, if he's the backup quarterback, Aaron gets hurt.
Your season's over if you're starting Boyle in fantasy.
Well, sometimes as Homer, you just pick a guy.
No, you don't. I've played fantasy football with you. You don't do that.
He could be playing a defense that's atrocious on your league, and you're just taking a chance.
He's Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Do you think the Packers and NFL teams in general should do more for those people that are attending to these preseason games that have nobody playing in them? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Simple question. Just want a simple answer. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. We're talking about you yesterday. We're talking about people that go up and take these Lambeau Field tours and stuff, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, and how they go and jump up and do the Lambeau leap, but they won't let you actually do it on the field.
No. They can't, because if you fall and break your neck, you're going to try to sue them.
What happens if you fall and break your neck doing the other one?
That's outside. That's your own
That's risk. His property still. That's still their property.
But it's only like you can just walk and sit on it. You don't need to jump.
Right.
Yeah, but this.
And then you know what happened? Why isn't Leroy on that statue?
I ain't going through that.
That's what I was asked. I've said the same thing since they put the stupid thing up.
But just say Leroy don't really care about that. He wants the people to experience it. So they can be me. That's the only thing missing is me when they do take a picture.
You can be fine with it. I'm just telling you, it's stupid. Told you that before, it's stupid. And I know they listen, so it's stupid. Listen and listen and listen some more.
They ignore that.
Dumb. Fix it. Fix it. Put him on there. Okay, so asking whether or not a regular season ticket prices should be similar to exhibition season ticket prices. I had a caller call and say, like $50 less discounted for exhibition games. So they started doing that as of recently. That was Murphy's Olive Branch. I still say you can discount things the way the Brewers do on certain weekends during the summer. Dollar hot dogs, dollar Cokes, kids specials, whatever.
They give
right?
away bobbleheads.
So why couldn't you do something
they got
similar?
Giveaways this weekend, I think.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
They're saying Sunday is going to be packed into early.
Oh, yeah.
James tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan. Leroy, let's say you like the brand Cadillac, and you're in the market for a vehicle. Mm-hmm. If I sell you a Cadillac body with a Prius engine, you cool with that? By the way, same price, no discount, but you have your brand.
Oh, yeah, I'm cool with it. I'm not buying for the engine.
A Prius engine in a Cadillac. You need to stop.
But first of all, you don't know it's a Prius engine. Who knows that? You don't know. You're buying the brand assuming they're going to win every year. You don't think that the Cleveland Browns 10 years ago, they bought these tickets and bought them and bought them. Now they got a well-oiled machine. They sat through all that pain. You just keep buying because of the brand. Eventually, the brand has to come through for you. That's what you're banking on. You don't can't open up every hood if it don't have the engine, the top one. You have to pay for it, and if you don't get it, you're not gonna buy it. You still need a car.
I got another one tweeting in, says shouldn't pay full prices to watch non-roster players. Don't pay Brewer prices to watch the AAA missions. Nor would I pay Bucks prices to watch the herd. See, and so they're arguing. They're saying that It's essentially minor league football that you're going to watch in an exhibition game when the starters aren't playing, when you're talking about third and fourth string guys. And yes, the Packers have slightly discounted tickets to that degree, but it's not like a Major League Baseball ticket price and a minor league baseball ticket price. I go watch a Milwaukee Milkmen game like I'm going to tomorrow. I go watch that game tomorrow. I'm paying a hell of a lot less than I'm going to pay, saying, if I'm going to Miller Park, whether it be concession stand prices, ticket prices, or anything else.
You know what you're getting for. I mean, again, if people don't want to buy it based on their roster, then don't go. Other people will take those tickets. Like the young man Pete said, he had tickets to give away. Trust me, it's people that'll take them.
Got one from DJ tweeting at the fan. Just found 50-yard line sideline seats for $61.
Nice.
Are they that low during the regular season?
It depends. Sometimes, you know,
when Rodgers isn't playing, you can get them real cheap.
Well, I bet.
Remember?
I bet you people, yeah, I remember they couldn't give away some tickets at one point. You have outlier games like that sometimes. But for the most part, you want people, it's still 25,000 people waiting for season tickets. And plus, you can go on other outlets to buy tickets. Tickets is not the issue. It's just that if you're frustrated with the product, if you know the product is not to your standards, then don't go.
Here's another one.
If you're going to watch it on TV, won't you just go?
Here's one from Jameson. Sparky, remember that dude who spent $7,000 per Bucks ticket? And Giannis and LeBron both didn't play that night? If I knew neither one of those guys were playing, I would not pay face value for those tickets, let alone drive to a preseason football game. Doug tweets at the fan, preseason tickets are half price compared to regular season prices. Concessions and parking are full price. Right, and that's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Those should be discounted. The difference of price is spread through the regular season prices, so they're getting their $50 to $60 anyways. So he's saying that the Packers are getting their money either way.
Yeah, you want them to get their money.
I mean, that is, again, I just go back to...
If you want to go to a game, it's going to cost.
This is my thing.
Don't look for a cheap way out to go to a game.
And I know you're not going to agree with me on this. But you've talked for years about the arrogance of the National Football League.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And that is what we're talking about in Green Bay versus what we're saying for the Brewers, let's say, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. The Brewers taking care of their fan base, to me at least, seems number one on their agenda.
But they got 82 home games, though. I mean, how many home games?
No doubt. Yeah.
They got a ton.
81 home games.
Yes, I gotta get my money, and especially if I'm not going to make the playoffs.
So those guys are all about, you know, making sure the customer experience is as good as it can be. That's what it's about. The Green Bay Packers, like you said, only have 8. To me, doesn't seem like it's as big of a deal necessarily, that they're going to get theirs as long as they can get theirs because they don't have as many opportunities to get that money.
But see, that's the reason why they didn't move the stadium.
Because they get 10 games if you include the exhibition games.
Yeah, they didn't.
Where the Brewers get no exhibition games unless they get one right before the regular season. Yeah, but now you're paying for airfare, high hotel prices during spring training.
You can make it a fortune out of it if you want to support the team. I mean, but I think you want to. Most of you guys are supporting players. That's what it sounds like to me. If that's the case, you have a more beef with the players not being available, not the team. The team is just...
But he is available. He is available. Aaron Rodgers is available from everything we've heard.
But no one is going to expect him to play a whole game. This has been going around forever.
Not a whole game. Yeah. People would be happy with a couple of series at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, but I'm not going to jeopardize me losing to Chicago so one guy is happy. I mean, I got to make sure. You'll be more happy to see run out through the tunnel up in Chicago than him run out the tunnel here. And for some reason, he got hurt.
Now, to be fair, LeRoy has already admitted on the air this show that if Rodgers didn't have his injury history, he wouldn't be as concerned about this and would be.
Well, it's all kind of little you know, disclaimers and everything. It's always
right,
something.
Because you said you had no problem with Brett because Brett didn't miss games. So go ahead, play preseason. We're good. I don't got to worry about it.
Brett never missed a game.
Right.
Man, the guy was amazing.
So from that perspective, you didn't care about Brett playing in preseason.
I knew he wasn't going to get hurt.
Anthony Mandela, any updates on whether or not Rodgers is playing tonight yet or not?
Nope, nothing official.
Still nothing as of
yet. I already told y'all, I made it official. He's not playing. Yeah. I just started.
Football.
I've been saying that for 2 hours.
No need to turn on the game. Football in Green Bay is back tonight. So before you settle down for some game watching, be sure to have only the best food on your dinner table from our MVP of meats, Robert Specialty Meats. You don't have to be tailgating to enjoy such Robert's favors as their legendary ribs on a stick. Mm. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce and ready in just minutes. or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County charity varieties. You'll also find a wide selection of awesome gourmet burgers, plus over 30 types of original sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just bursting with zesty flavor.
I actually counted them.
Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Up next, we'll check in with Mike Clemens live from Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not everybody. It's just in and out of the huddle, like approaching the line of scrimmage. I want us to operate faster. I mean, I think once the ball is snapped, I think you do see good effort. It's all that pre-snap stuff.
There is Matt LaFleur earlier this week talking about lack of energy, lack of effort, and his concern about the Packers' first-string offense. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela producing, and on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, live from Green Bay, getting ready for Packers and Texans tonight in Lambeau Field. He is Mike Clemens. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hey, guys.
Okay, Mike, so first things first, his concern about this Packers offense. You've seen this offense for years with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback with Mike McCarthy. Does it look like any type of lack of urgency to you compared to what you've watched in years past?
No, it's the consistency of the way the huddle, the command of the huddle, how quickly they break. He wants them to run to the line. Sometimes they do quick snap. They've got fast motion. They want to get the play going a lot quicker. And there's times where, and it's not necessarily on Aaron Rodgers doing his old, you know, Omaha, let's read the defense and have an audible change necessarily that's going on. He's just trying to get through to these guys. Everybody's got to pick it up. Getting to the line, getting set, and ready for a quick snap is what the message he wants the offense to put on the defense every time. He doesn't want the defense to think that there's going to be time to make a substitution.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is this a situation where, kind of like in basketball, you know, there's a goal of how many shots you want to get up in a basketball game for an offense? Is there a number of plays that LaFleur is trying to achieve on a game-to-game basis, and that's why he is so anxious to get these guys to the line of scrimmage as soon as they can?
Wow, that's a pretty good question. You know, I remember McCarthy saying he'd like to get to 75 plays a game, too. That might be part of it as well. Now, I just think LaFleur is trying to change the culture from a standpoint of, you know, defenses are keen enough to make substitutions before the play clock runs down that can negate the play. And that, you know, in order to create confusion, you've got to get the ball off faster. And LaFleur was also saying this, you know, just about what he wants to see tonight from backup quarterback from DeShone Kizer and Tim Boyle. If you don't see the first read and you start to roll out and you're in the flats, stop trying to go to four different progressions or overthinking it. Just pre-snap say, you know, one and two, these are probably pretty good. And then just try and make the play. Stick with it. Be decisive. And you'll probably be just as effective than if you try to take a play to 4 or 5 seconds holding the ball in your hand and trying to make a completion or ending up having to just throw the ball away.
Yeah, Mike, who are the guys that you're going to be looking at? Not so much as for your job, just for media, just Mike Clemens, the I Am Football, know more than anybody. Who are you looking for? For me, Kyle Fackrell, I want him to build off of last year. And for me, on offense, is Scantling. Scantling has to separate himself so people won't keep talking about this Jake Kumerow stuff. Because if he doesn't separate himself, Jake Kumerow will get a lot of his targets, and he may be on the verge of not making a team in the future. So Scantling has to separate on offense, and I want to see Kyle Fackler separate himself on defense.
Well, it'd be fun to see DeShone Kizer, who's got a gun, you know, to actually connect on one.
But is there any bullets in it? You know you got a gun, but is there bullets in it?
Well, he just is not a consistent. And I think when LaFleur was talking about quarterbacks, he was talking about Kizer, too. You know, Kizer can make some great, nice, steady plays over the middle. Occasionally he can hit one deep. And there's other times when he stands back there and he just looks lost with the ball and he's not decisive. Tim Boyle seems to get the ball out of his hands a little bit faster. He's just not the big, tall, physical quarterback that Kizer is. So that's why they've got this head-scratching thing going on. And Manny Wilkins is a guy who's going to run around and scramble in the fourth quarter and probably make some exciting Taysom Hill kinds of plays. But I don't know if he's up for winning the job as the backup to Aaron Rodgers. I'm hoping that Rashawn Gary makes a statement tonight. And I'll line it up outside 52. The Texans are trying to reinvent their offensive line. Deshaun Watson got sacked 62 times last year, which led the league. Of course, he carries the ball a lot as well. But they got to do a better job protecting him. They've got some new guys on offensive line tonight. They got this Max Scantling guy that went to high school here in Green Bay that folks up here are excited about. But yeah, I think Rashawn Gary making some big plays. That Mike Clemens, the fan, would have some fun seeing that. But in terms of, really, I think the list of things to do is you got to find a third running back and pretty quick. I don't know what's going on with Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. But, you say the word hamstring and running back, and I get nervous.
Well, and the Packers waived Corey Grant today, one of the running backs they had just picked up. He's already gone.
Picked up one yesterday, two off of waivers, and they got rid of Jason Spriggs. But they've got to, and Trey Carson, the guy that they picked up from the Bengals, he had neck spasms, so I don't know if he's going to dress. So it's really on Dexter Williams, the sixth-round pick out of Notre Dame. And I thought during family night that Dexter had made a couple of nice plays in blitz pickup, and I asked LaFleur about it Sunday morning. He says, I don't think you saw the film. He did not finish in those pass protection blocks. So they've got all those kinds of things that they're thinking about right now, about what they need for a third running back. If Jamal or Aaron Jones go down, they need a guy that can pass protect as well as run the football 48% of the time. Now this Danny Vitale guy, this dude seems to have made the team as a fullback, and he's really versatile. But you've got to have a third running back if you're going to run the offense I think LaFleur wants to run.
All right, other moves today as well. The Packers waive former draft pick outside linebacker Kendall Donerson with the injured label on it to left, come to a settlement with him.
Yeah, Kendall, too, didn't show much last year, got injured early in camp, has been on the sidelines for the whole part of camp. And this is a little bit different. This is not Ted Thompson saying, oh, the poor kid, let's give him another chance there. Like Jason Spriggs, 3 years of injuries. Of course, you used a second-round pick and drafted up to get him. Can I tell you a quick Jason Spriggs story?
Sure.
Do you remember I told you that I was on a show with Bill Pullian, a network radio show, and this was 2 years ago at this time in camp, and Spriggs was coming back for a second year, and out of nowhere, Bill Pullian goes, well, Mike, let me ask you about this offensive tackle, Jason Spriggs, out of Indiana. What do you make of him? And I said, well, he's had some injuries. I said, on paper, this looks like a guy who could be a starting tackle within a year or two because of his height, his bone structure. But the feet still aren't there in terms for pass protection. And he's had some problems with injuries. And there was this pause. And Bill Pullian said, yeah, I think Ted made a reach there. I didn't understand that pick at all. And I thought I was so impressed. Maybe it's because Bill is Indianapolis based and maybe he watches Hoosier football, or just the fact the guy still runs a draft board, knows everybody. But he thought that Ted was way over his head in trading up in the second round to get a guy like Jason Spriggs, who he thought was just an average football player in college. So now here we are 3 years later. Remember, the end of the year before last, he dislocated a knee. They had to cart him off of that, but fortunately got through without surgery. But one day, the first day they put on shoulder pads here in this camp, as Bulaga needed a veteran's rest day, he pulls this muscle in his back, and he's been out, you know, since the first day in pads. And at this point, Brian Gutekunst says, I am not waiting 3-4 years for these guys. If you can't play, you're gone. And he's waived them, and they've moved on.
It's just crazy. The Packers also bring in another safety, a familiar face, Michael, back to the Packers camp.
They were high on Ibrahim Campbell last year, and I think he played in about 4 games. He blew out his knee, an ACL, I believe it was on special teams, but there was a pretty good buzz on that guy at safety. And, you know, Kentrell Bryce went down, and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix got bounced out of the team and traded to the Redskins. And so that safety is still a big question mark tonight, Lee. I mean, you got Adrian Amos back there. Darnell Savage Jr., you use his second pick in the second round. They're gradually bringing him back. Now, he's projected to be your starter when you go up against the Chicago Bears in prime time. But the kid that's getting a lot of snaps, I think you'll see again tonight, is this number 21, Natrell Jamison from the Badgers, that they've moved from corner. I see Mike Pettine letting him go single high. I mean, they trust this kid's judgment so far and how he plays the ball. So between him and then the very stocky, you know, built Raven Green.
Yeah, Raven. I asked about Raven Green. How was it? He's been getting a lot of mentions from the coaches.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Pettine uses him as that hybrid linebacker guy to move up too, because of his build and that kind of thing. So, there's still a big question mark there after Adrian Amos and Savage, I guess, eventually will be there. But they, you know, safety gets beat up, and they need another couple there, and that's still a big question mark for tonight. And so we'll see. Deshaun Watson's going to play a couple of series, I think. J.J. Watt is not. He's got a groin injury. Oh, God, this is the bad part, though. So A.J. McCarron is there on the sidelines talking to Jordy Nelson when Jordy came to practice the other day, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. These two guys were together, you know, with Derek Carr and the Raiders for Jordy's year with the Raiders. So McCarron's now the number two quarterback in Houston. And later in Tuesday's practice, he jacks his right thumb on his throwing hand.
Mm-hmm.
They think he's going to miss the rest of the preseason. Do you know who's playing quarterback for most of the game tonight for the Texans, Sparky?
Who?
Joe Webb.
Ugh. Vikings fame.
Yeah, Joe Webb.
That guy? Yeah. Well, you know, I think it was Leslie Frazier. He'd run out of bullets. Christian Ponder had an elbow. It was a wild card playoff, a Lambeau. Packers easily won 24-10. Joe Webb, he's like a special teams guy. He's played some quarterback and all. He's played on all different sides of the football. He played for the Ravens. He's 32 years old. He may be taking most of the snaps at quarterback tonight for the Texans. That's going to be a long night.
Hey, how much do you make out of the depth chart, Mike Clemens, that was put out today, where Kumerow is 3 and Geronimo Allison is 4, St. Brown is like 7 or 8 or something on that depth chart? What do you make of that first depth chart from the Packers?
I think that reflects what we see in practice, Sparky. I mean, Kumerow is a go-to guy. And LaFleur, you know, doesn't call out players by name. He's calling out Jake Kumerow by name. I mean, right now, if you had to play a real game tomorrow, this guy's got the trust of Aaron Rodgers and apparently the head coach. So, you know, he looks bigger. He's bigger in person. He's 6'4", and he's tough. You know, he jammed his finger the other night in family night, still caught a couple of balls after that, and got through the practices the last couple of days. They're pretty high on this guy.
Beautiful. There he is, Mike Clemens, live from Green Bay. You can hear some of his stuff tonight as well in the Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show, live from Hinterland Brewery with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson. Have a good evening. Enjoy the game, Mike.
Thank you, Sparky and Leroy.
There he is, Michael Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. No further, and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Wendy's, baby, it's all about Bacon Fest at Wendy's. Nobody does bacon like Wendy's, and they're celebrating their delicious meat candy at Bacon Fest. Did you realize nobody sells more bacon cheeseburgers than Wendy's? Because nobody does bacon like Wendy's. They're turning up the sizzle with new items like the bacon jalapeno cheeseburger. And yes, they are real jalapenos. You get some spice. And they're serving up hot and crispy deals like the bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag. Plus tons of other bacon favorites. A bacon lover's dream come true. Up next, I want to talk a little bit about the Wisconsin's State Fair and food in general there. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.